It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, December 5th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, lawmakers in the House are voting on a bill that could fight the growing problem of patent trolls. Some estimates put the annual cost of patent lawsuits at $80 billion. The Innovation Act could help put a dent in that. It has support from tons of tech companies. Michael Beckerman represents these companies as CEO of the Internet Association. He says patent trolling has gone far beyond gadget battles.
Virtually every kind of business you can think of or name has become a victim of a patent troll now. And so this bill seeks to protect all those businesses.
For example, a group claims it owns the patent for the process of scanning and then emailing a document. And small nonprofits using that process have received letters demanding hundreds of thousands of dollars. And often the best option is to not fight a court battle. Again, Michael Beckerman.
So even if you know you're not infringing on it, it's a bad patent, or it doesn't apply to your business, it'll cost you often millions of dollars to win in court versus sometimes tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands to settle it.
If put into law, the Innovation Act would reduce court fees for patent fights. It would also require companies to be more specific about which patents they are referring to when starting a dispute. In an ever-updating society where citizens are constant targets of tech marketing, it's no wonder we've developed quite an appetite for replacing the old with the latest and greatest. But a new study from Yale University out this week says a lot of the precious ingredients of our consumer technology is, well, kind of irreplaceable. And as Conrad Wilson reports, that could be a problem.
Devices like tablets and even cars are powered by a complex web of metals that are totally unique in their functions. According to Barbara Reck, one of the authors of the Yale study, that means elements can't be substituted.
Let's take flat-screen display. So for TVs or on the smartphones. For each of the different colors, you need a specific element.
If there's a shortage in one or several of these elements, Reck says, that could pose problems for manufacturers.
If there's an issue, the answers may not be as straightforward as one may think by just taking another metal.
The more tech products, the more demand for these metals. Gareth Hatch is principal of technology metals research.
Really, there's no substitute for new production or accessing new material that comes out of the ground.
Hatch says more needs to be done to recycle and conserve the metals already being used, meaning one day your old broken cell phone might actually be worth something. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.
All this week, we've been looking at the intersection of video games and mental health. Today, we'll continue our mind game series, starting with some sounds from a certain type of therapy. No, it's not technically sounds from a video game. It's sounds from virtual reality for soldiers and others who are dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder after being in a war zone. A person will put on a pair of virtual reality goggles, like the three-dimensional headset called the Oculus Rift, and go through a kind of therapy called prolonged exposure that started long before video games. Dr. Skip Rizzo has been working on this at the University of Southern California's Institute for Creative Technologies.
So what we do with virtual reality is, instead of relying exclusively on the hidden world of imagination, we put people in virtual reality simulations of combat environments, and the clinician is actually the game master, if you will. They control all the settings. A person was driving in a Humvee and got hit by an IED. Well, they might start having that person drive down a roadway 5 or 10 times without the IED going off. But then clinician will say, okay, now we're going to introduce the Humvee. I want you to keep narrating what was happening right before. And then they hit a button, boom, the IED goes off, and the user goes through the thing that they've been avoiding.
You're describing, in a basic sense, a lot of video games that I'm aware of and that many of us are aware of, things like Call of Duty.
The original version of the virtual Iraq-Afghanistan exposure therapy system was derived from the game Full Spectrum Warrior. We had access to the art content, and we're able to extract a street out of the game, and we're leveraging game technology. But in the end, it's no longer a game, because in a game you have unlimited lives, your mission is to, you know, kill things, and in this environment it's about exposure to the things that you've been haunted by.
And it's in a controlled setting, and maybe that's the difference.
This is a tool to extend the skills of a well-trained clinician that understands how to deliver prolonged exposure. And over time, people start to go through scenarios that they never thought they could get through, and they start to feel a sense of empowerment. And, you know, you see the reduction in PTSD symptoms at the end of treatment, but then once somebody's gotten over the hurdle there, all of a sudden, you know, you check on them 3 months, 6 months later, you see a continued drop in the symptoms because they're basically continuing to heal.
Now, I understand you're looking at this very closely. You're looking at it in a controlled environment. There is a history of this kind of treatment even before video games. Are there dangers in what you're doing?
We're always very careful when we introduce a new therapy to make sure that we're not doing harm. And technology doesn't fix anybody. It's just a tool. But if we use this tool properly, I think we can make a significant difference in helping folks get through to the other side.
Dr. Skip Rizzo is the Associate Director at the Institute for Creative Technologies at the University of Southern California. Dr. Rizzo, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, you can find lots more from our Mind Games series, as well as information on signing up for the kind of treatment programs described by Dr. Skip Rizzo. It's all on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.